It's time for another sports presentation right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
All right, we're back here, kind of getting ready for the Major League Little League Finals.
The finals, yep.
And we'll
nine
be
and 10-year-olds.
Kind of going through that
we're
a little bit.
We're looking at, looks like the dark gray is going to be the home team, and the black will be our first team up. That is, looks like Kobe Timmerman and Andrew Guggenbiller and Mason Greasy will be our first three hitters. On the mound, looks like Tice, Dilworth. We are only playing four innings tonight.
Oh.
Because we are short some players.
Are we? Okay.
Yep. So like Coach Dilworth said, he said we've only got two pitchers out there, so we're going to go four innings.
Yeah, that's...
That makes sense to me.
Yep, that's good.
I think
good.
The other team's only got eight players, so...
Yep.
We got
A lot of kids on vacation.
On vacation.
And that's,
nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, you have to have it sometime.
Yep.
You know, I just got to work it in whenever you can, and sometimes it doesn't work with all the things that you're trying to do. And
yep, absolutely.
So,
all right.
I was having a little trouble with my computer, so we
were figured out.
Back on here. And so I guess we're getting started here.
We're about ready to take first pitch. Tice eyes up the catcher, gets ready to fire the first pitch of the game to Kobe Timmerman. Winds, pitches, little outside. This game is underway. The Major League Championship.
Major League Championship. Awesome.
It is awesome.
Look, these guys brought us slushes. Nope, they walked on by.
Slushes?
I guess they weren't bringing us slushes.
They forgot us.
I was wrong on that, Harold.
I thought we had two coming, but
they'd have brought us slushes.
Oh, well. Two balls, no strikes, I think. A little inside.
Yeah, we got these gnats just flying around in front.
Got a lot of gnats.
I'm with you. Probably should have taken a shower this year.
Shower should have happened today. Cody Timmerman is your hitter. Andrew Guggenbiller on deck. There's the pitch. Steve Reich. Two balls, two strikes. Top of the first. Our first hitter in the championship game in the major leagues.
Bubba go down to watch his grandson
yes,
play, maybe?
Bubba said he was going to run down and watch.
Yep, might
watch
as well.
Lane play a little bit. Strike three. Good pitch on the outside corner from Tice Dilworth.
Strike one up, one down.
One up, one down. Andrew Guggenbiller is your hitter. He's going to catch tonight.
A lot of people know Andrew because he was one of the managers on the basketball team.
Steve Reich. Outside corner. Andrew, son of Chris and Katie. Ball a little high. About bet Andrew will be a pretty good athlete.
Yep.
Before it's all said and done.
Mm-hmm. He sure likes to be around it, I know that.
Yes, he does. Tice winds and pitches.
Nice pitch.
Swing, foul ball. Pretty good rip there by Andrew. Just missed it. One ball, two strikes. One away. Top of the first. We're playing a short game tonight. Four innings in the championship. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Two down. Two up, two down. That brings Mason Greasy to the plate.
Big kid.
He's a big boy. Rich and Julie's boy.
Strong.
Tall.
Yep. Looks like an eighth grader.
Does look. Big swing and a miss. Dice is throwing a pretty good pitch. Keeping it close.
So I think he's probably going to be a fifth grader.
Could be. I'm assuming these are fourth, going to be fourth and fifth graders. I'm assuming.
Yeah, I think so. They would have been third and fourth when the season started.
Yep.
I believe because the first ones are first and second. So I'm deducing that, but I've been wrong before.
Ball a little high.
It was hard. For me to say that I've been wrong before, but
never.
Yeah, I have.
Mm-hmm. Can't believe it.
Not very often.
Not too often.
No. Mason Grizzy.
Mason.
One's low in the dirt.
Looks at it. Two balls and a strike. Two outs in the inning.
So I think they're allowed to steal.
Yep.
In this,
yep,
if this they is, get on,
yeah,
I believe.
This is the real deal here, I believe.
Yep.
And they're pitching through their cells here.
Yep.
So
yep. The kids are pitching here
pressure.
Instead of their coaches
more
pitching.
On the kids. But
yep.
These kids, this is good for them.
That one's inside.
Ball in. 3-1, your count.
Yeah, and they, whoops, lost our, here we go. Lost our sound there for a second. We, just in our
out.
Headsets, I think you people could hear us, but we lost our sound in our headset for a minute. But I think in the minor leagues, the coach pitches to his team, and yep. Unless the kids from the other team pitch to
Steve Reich. Full count. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Top of the first inning. Fort Recovery Black team is hitting. Fort Recovery Gray team in the field. Ball high.
Yep.
They got their first runner.
Mason Grizzy goes to first base.
Mason. That brings up Kalen Fortkamp.
Kalen Fortkamp.
Kalen's the first baseman tonight.
Which Fortkamp's family is that?
That is Matt and Carmen, I believe.
All righty.
Shot in the center field. Oh, dropped it. Throw in. It's going to be a hit. Puts him on first and second. That brings Sawyer Albers to the plate. Your shortstop tonight. Black team has 8 players. Gray team's only got 7.
Both of them down a few.
Got a few down. Good pitch. So we're going to miss.
And they're stealing.
Runners go. Move up to second and third.
Yep.
Now, I'm pretty sure at this level they can't score. On a
can't
pass
can't
ball
steal.
Or anything. Yeah, you can't steal home.
Yep, that makes sense.
Unless the catcher makes a play on them.
Yep.
Or the pitcher makes a play on them. Ball. 2 balls, no strikes.
Well, the runner at third's daring them to make a play.
Yeah, he's wanting
Mason
to throw.
Grizzy.
Runners at second and third. 2 outs. 2 balls, no strikes. Ball in. 3-0. I started out very, very good, and now he's kind of struggling, finding a play a little bit.
Yep.
He'll get back in his groove here in a minute. Who we got here? We got...
Swing and a miss.
There's a swing and a miss. Sawyer Albers.
Well, they changed the pitch, the count to 2 balls, 2 strikes. It was 3 balls, so it must have been 2-1 before that swing and a miss.
Must have been.
Not sure. We'll find out.
They got an even count now. Here's the pitch. The low. Yep, they're not giving the base. So it must be.
Mm-hmm. Full count.
Full
two
count.
Outs. Runners at second and third. Dilworth looking in again.
Steve, right three.
Caught him on the outside corner.
In the inning, no runs. A couple guys get on. We leave 2 men on base. After a half, it's no score at Ford Recovery.
If you're like me, then finding a job that fits your timeline is vital for you to be able to work at all. Cooper Farms lets me set my own schedule so that I can...
Hi, this is Stacy Fowler with the Fort Recovery Friends of the Arts. We invite you to join us at Bantrees Park on Sunday, June 26th at 7 p.m. for our first concert of the summer. We're so excited to welcome Fleetwood to the Max to Hine Amphitheater. This group captures the signature sound of Fleetwood Mac with all of the notable and well-known songs you love. For more information, please pick up a brochure, visit our website at FortRecoveryFriendsOfTheArts.com, or find us on Facebook.
If you're like me, then finding a job that fits your timeline is vital for you to be able to work at all. Cooper Farms lets me set my own schedule so that I can work when I have the time to. No one should have to choose between their family and their career. Thanks to Cooper Farms, you don't have to. With locations Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer County, and beyond, Cooper Farms has the flexibility and competitive pay I needed to work without sacrificing time with my family. Visit CooperFarmsJobs.com to find your new job today. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
We're back here at Diamond One at
Diamond One.
Community Park, I believe is the name of it.
Yep.
Most people call it Swimming Pool Park. But
I got a little shout out here to
the
Timmerman clan. They're down in Gulf Shores, Alabama. Theo and Blake are rooting on their team. They're I believe they're the dark gray team tonight. They're on that team. Well, you guys have a great time down there. Enjoy the sun and sand, and hopefully we'll get you.
Yeah, we have plenty of sun here if that's all you're looking for, but the sand is pretty nice.
Sand's pretty nice. Ocean's not too bad.
Yeah, waking up on the beach.
Absolutely.
Nice ocean breeze. That's pretty good.
Can't beat it. Pitcher for the black team is Mason Greasy. Mason warming up. He's about ready to go. He took his last pitch. We're about ready to start the bottom of the first.
So who?
Chad Dimmerman.
Yep. So who do we have coming up for this?
Wesley Brown, Ty Stillworth, and John Benn will be your first three hitters.
All right.
For the dark gray team. We're positioning our outfielder. And yes, I did say outfielder. Because there's only one.
Yeah.
Swing and a miss.
I guess they could have taken one of the infielders out and try that, but I don't know. It's how do you know?
So you got to kind of do what you got to do.
Yep.
Wesley swings it to first one, fouls it off for strike one. Mason, throw in, strike two. Good pitch. Wesley Brown, son of Trisha and Mike. A little high. Lines in the pitch. A little out. 2-2, even count.
Leadoff man, bottom of the first.
Wesley Brown.
The
Ty Stillworth on deck.
Okay, they all look like they have the same. Both teams look like they have the same shirts. No,
no, one of them.
So
I think the one in the field are black, and these are dark gray, but they're pretty close.
Yep. Okay, so the black team, we'll call it.
We'll call it the black team.
They didn't score in the top half of the first inning. And
nope.
Bottom half, first pitcher. Two balls, two strikes.
And you get the catcher equipment locked back in. I think we had a little blow out there. Oh, he's got it back. Two balls, two strikes. Wesley Brown, your hitter. Swing and a miss. Strikes out on a high pitch for the first out of the inning. Ty Stillworth, your hitter. Nick and Tracy's boy, the pitcher tonight. Here's the pitch. Just outside, he says. Umpire Mr. Mullenkamp.
That one's low.
A little low. Two balls, no strikes. Bottom of one, no score here in Diamond One. Got away from him a little bit. Ball high. 3-0. Mason Greasy.
Watch this kid play wiffle ball at the Sawyer Overman thing.
Yep.
Was that last weekend or whatever?
Yep.
He's got the Dilworth kid has a pretty good eye.
Yeah. Good pitch. Swing and a miss.
It was a strike,
Tice
I believe.
Was looking for a bomb there.
Yep.
3-1. Good pitch.
Yep.
one out in the inning. Strike two. Evens it up. Now it's full count.
Full count now.
Tice ready to go. Mason looking in, ready to go. Here's the pitch. Ball four.
That one's a little high and inside.
Tice is on. That brings John Benn to the plate.
One on, one out.
John and April's boy. John was been fired up all day, ready to play this game.
Yeah, that's the report we got. He's ready
Bobby
to go.
Says. Bobby's neighbor.
Yep.
Strike. Runner goes. Throw down to second. Great throw down
really
to second.
Really good throw.
Just about got him.
Yep. And
that was
Tice
a great throw
quick.
By the catcher.
Yep. That's really good.
Andrew Guggenbiller showing his gun there.
Yep.
Here's the pitch. Swinging fouled off by John Benn. No balls, two strikes.
I believe. I don't know if the strike that's showing on the scoreboard is the one they just had. And didn't. A lot of times when there's a steal, you forget to mark the pitch. That one gets past him.
Here comes Tice, heading to third. He's there.
Goes to third.
John's got a shot at an RBI here if he can get one in.
Yep. It's showing two pitches on the scoreboard, but that's the third pitch. So.
I think
showing
it's
one to one, but I think I think it's a ball and two strikes, but I'm not sure.
Swing and a miss, strike three.
Yep.
So that's John with some high heat there.
Yep.
Second out of the inning.
Two outs. Dilworth's trying to get him to make a play.
Yep. Xavier Tobin comes up. Jared Lisa's boy. They're moving our outfielders around a little bit. We only got two outfielders for them.
Left-handed batter, so they're moving a little.
Pitch a little bit low in the dirt. Ball one.
I think this is his own helmet, since it says Tobin on the back of it.
I think it might be.
That's pretty good.
Swing foul. Good swing. Xavier wanting to put in play for a base hit. I get the first run in.
Yep, right now it's 0-0, bottom of the first. They're playing four innings.
Four innings tonight.
With both teams' short players.
Makes sense.
Short pitchers.
A lot of pitchers.
That's a big thing.
Ground ball, third base. Third baseman bobbles it. He's not going to get him. That's an RBI single for Xavier Tobin. Makes the score 1-0. Yep.
Dark bottom. Gray leading the black bottom. Team.
Yep.
So they put
black
the
team did not
put
score.
The run on the. Oh yeah, that is right. They just have
home team.
I would have put the guest first, but yep. So that's right. Two outs.
Greasy pitch. Strike one. Batter is Will Eichenhauer, Ashley's boy.
Pretty good kid.
Yes, sir. Bobby, how'd Lehner do?
Well, he ran into an Albers boy, and it was pretty ugly. Lane got a big knot, and the Albers kid's bleeding from the mouth.
Oh, no.
Ouch.
Both kids down, but they both came back.
Came back.
So is that something where they're both going for the same ball or for
exactly.
the base running?
Yeah, both of them going for it.
Yep.
That'll happen. Ball high. Runner goes. Throw down to second. I don't know, but Mr. Guggenbiller's got a pretty good arm.
Yes, he
back
does.
There.
That's a second That's really
second
good throw.
Play. He about had both
put
of them.
Down there. I think if the second shortstop had hung on to that, they might have had him.
That was close.
Been pretty good.
Well, I can hire your hitter. We got our runner in scoring position. Strike three. Will takes a pitch. So they did get a run on one hit after one complete. It's the dark gray team 1, the black team 0.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Be sure to tune in to Fort Recovery Radio this Independence Day as we will continue our tradition of presenting the reading of the Declaration of Independence as read by John F. Kennedy. We will broadcast this reading at the top of the hour at 9 a.m., noon, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., and 9 p.m. on Independence Day.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Don't miss the reading of the full document of the Declaration of Independence by John F. Kennedy this Independence Day at 9 a.m., noon, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., and 9 p.m., right here on Fort Recovery Radio.
So let me get this straight. On July 4th, we're reading the Declaration of Independence.
Absolutely.
John Kennedy. It's every 3 hours.
How long does it take?
About 10 minutes.
That's all?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's not the Constitution. It's the Declaration of Independence. It's longer than you think.
Is that We the People?
No, that's the Constitution.
Okay, what's the Declaration?
I'm trying to remember how that... I can't remember.
We got them all. We don't know where they're at.
Trying to think how that one starts, but we hold these truths to be self-evident, I believe.
Okay. We hold all these truths.
You don't know nothing. Don't even act like you know. All right, top of the second inning.
I think it might be this guy.
It could be Boston Bird.
Yep.
And if that's the case, that is the greatest name in Fort Recovery sports history.
Sports history.
That's a swing.
Nice shot.
That one is going to the fence. Boston grounds second. He is around first, goes in at second. Stand up double, Boston Bird. Nice job. Here's Braden Greasy, left-handed hitter. Boston is Don. Is that Donnie and Jackie's son?
Donnie and Jackie.
And this is Dave and Cindy's, Braden Greasy.
Yep.
Dave was an old co-worker of yours,
right? Yes, he was.
Many years.
Worked with me.
Swing and a miss. Good pitch. Runner goes. And he's in there. Stand up with stolen base. Okay, I see one of them walking this way. Looks like he's got some money, a slushy, and gum. Not bad.
That's pretty good.
That one's hot. Swing. Takes a swing at it.
Like that
high heat. Be patient. Doing a umpiring is Mr. Mullenkamp back for game two.
So now that I'm thinking about this.
What'd you get, slushy?
Looks pretty good.
Boston Bird is
got him.
Jarrett Tobin's
sister's. Jackie.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. I knew that sounded familiar. I couldn't figure that out
for nothing
all of a sudden.
So that'd be Jarrett's
nephew is playing against him.
One out. Colton Timmerman, your hitter.
And Bird, third base, is trying to get him to throw so he can
move for home.
Over there getting ready to cross.
Colton Timmerman, Nick and Jens. Boy.
Yeah, you talk about Jackie. I coached her in golf. Jackie Tobin was a good golfer.
Good golfer, yeah. And she's got the greatest name kid of all time.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I like it.
Boston Bird. I'm going to stick around just long enough to announce him in basketball.
Yep.
It might take you 2 minutes to say that.
That'd be a long one.
Three syllables, 2 minutes.
Boston Bird.
Yeah, that is really good.
That'd be awesome.
I'd say you could drag Bird out for 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Take a deep breath before you do that.
So up right now is Braden? No, up right now is Colton.
Colton
Terriman.
Yep.
Come on, Colton. Nice orange bat. We got some new bats right now.
That's nice bats.
Whoop. High cheese.
A little over the head.
Who's pitching there? Who we got?
Well, it was Dilworth.
Okay.
I think it's Tice.
That's Tice, all right.
Yep. Put my glasses on so I can see, but I'm pretty sure that's still him. Yep.
Two balls, two strike, one out.
Yeah, when he turns around, it's not hard to tell he's a Dilworth.
Good pitch.
Got him. Good pitch, Tice. Two outs now. Score remains 1-0. Top of the order, Kobe Timmerman. Big kid here.
Kobe's a big kid.
Is that who was rooting him on? Is that just parents or other family rooting him on from
Chad? Chad was down. Now his boys are with him, I think.
Oh, okay.
Spencey says.
Alabama.
Yeah, they are, yeah. So Spencey says the Nats were bugging him. I didn't see one. Now I got 50 of them on me.
They just left him, went to you.
I'm okay with that.
They cheat on him long enough.
Yep.
Hey, come here. You don't go anywhere at the park.
Two balls and no strikes.
Back here, okay? All right. Lane's already over there. Watch the cars.
We got to reposition some fielder here.
Well, when you only got seven kids,
yep.
Makes it tough.
Yep,
they're outfielder.
You can just hit one in the outfield. You can run a long time.
Shortstop's playing pretty deep, but
wow.
So here's my thinking, okay? Mm-hmm. You may think I'm crazy.
Yeah, we already do.
Mm-hmm.
But if I am in the Little League, I'm not scheduling vacation until after game tournament.
Gotta win.
Mom, sorry.
Yep, we gotta win.
Mom, Dad, but we got all July. That's why we played July for vacation. Right?
Now, sometimes they look at the regular season schedule, and these aren't regular season scheduled games. The regular season ended up last week.
Now,
1 week after season ends, tournament time.
Now, we got to be here for tournament.
Yes.
Ooh, called it.
Look at it.
He says, you kidding me?
Hey, you got to be swinging.
Hey, careful, you'll get tossed.
Kobe says, are you nuts? Kobe, look. It's 20 feet high. I can't hit that.
Hey, you can get your bat on and it's a strike.
Full count.
Balls, two strikes, two outs, one to nothing, and the pitch.
Swinging
a miss, and he got him. In the inning, no runs.
Down to you.
A hit, a runner left, and after an inning and a half, one to nothing. Home team.
Summer grilling season is here, and Lane Street Market has everything you need. They have nicely trimmed steaks ready to go, and their prices are the lowest around. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound. T-bones, New York strips, and bone-in ribeyes are $7.99 a pound. Their ground chuck is $4.29 a pound, bulk or patties. And Eckrich hot dogs are two for $3. 18-ounce packages of Swaggerty brats are $3.99. And chicken leg quarters are 99 cents a pound in a 10-pound bag. While you're there getting your grilling supplies, be sure to grab everything that goes with your cookout. Fresh vegetables, potato salad, macaroni salad, chips and dips, and how about a veggie or meat and cheese tray, and be sure to check out their large selection of wine and beer. Get everything for your summer grilling season at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Here at Hall Brothers, we know you expect premium performance and dependable durability from your Case IH equipment, and you should demand the same from the parts you put inside it. Only CNH Industrial Genuine parts are guaranteed to perform to the rigorous standards of your Case IH equipment. They're engineered to work harder and last longer, so you can maximize your uptime and minimize your maintenance intervals. Others can imitate, but none can replicate. Nothing beats the original CNH Industrial Genuine parts. For CNH Industrial Genuine parts, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
We're back here at Diamond One. It's 1-0 with the, I believe, the dark gray team winning.
I believe you're right.
Home team.
Yep. The bottom of two.
Shirts are pretty close.
All right.
So the team that's batting is leading by one.
I
one
think
nothing.
Lucas Winter's your hitter. Leading off, maybe.
Winning's got a high rise on fire.
Whoops.
Oh, boy. That's not good. So
that's not good.
No. You're hearing sirens, and it's not good.
We have a chicken house on fire.
Ugh. I think.
Not good.
Lead off is Lucas Winter, and then Mitchell Geyer.
So
and then back to the top of the order with Wesley Brown.
Looks like we don't have too many firemen with kids here because I didn't see anybody flying out of here. So.
Nope.
So that part's good. We don't have to worry about
Lucas Winter, Dan, and Carla.
Trying to get
boy.
From there to here.
Mason's pitch, ground ball
good
to second base. Second baseman's got it. Low throw. He dug it out, though. Nice play by the first baseman.
That was nice.
One away.
Good play by the second baseman. Throw a little low and played it pretty well at first base.
Looks like
Come on, Mitchell.
One up, one down.
One up, one down.
Mitchell.
Caitlin Fortkamp was your first baseman there with a nice play. Mitchell Geyer, yep. Okay. Jason.
Oh, couldn't see.
Jason and Melissa's boy.
It was written small enough that I couldn't see what it said. Yep, Geyer.
Jared Tobin.
Yep.
Teeny Brennan. You don't realize we're all old and we can't see nothing.
I'm 5 feet from it.
So. Oh, he got him in the back, plunk. And he's on base.
Got the plunk.
Mitchell takes one for the team, and he's on first base.
Top of the order, Wesley Brown. Wesley struck out a high fastball. 3-2 pitch.
Ready?
Yep.
Coach Dilworth saying, make sure it's in the strike zone. Don't chase. I know you're excited, boy.
You're fired up right now.
Yep. I love it.
Ty Dilworth on deck. Ball out. Runner goes.
Tiny giving some advice.
Tiny says,
get down
Mitchell,
there, get down there.
Run look. Like the wind, Mitchell. Yep. Run like the wind.
You don't need to look. I'll tell you what to do.
Boy, there's a lot of sirens.
There is a lot of sirens.
Probably going to be a few more.
Yeah. Swinging a bit.
Other departments.
Wesley likes that high heat. He can time it up and get it. He's going to hit it away.
Right. He takes a good cut at it.
He does take a good rip. There he comes.
I'll get past him.
Mitchell going 100. He's at third. Trying to get that second run in for the dark gray team.
Now, can you score on wild pitch? You can't, right?
No. They got to make a play on you.
Okay.
So the kids have been pretty good at trying to tease them into making a play, but nobody's bit on it either.
Good cut.
Good cut. Foul ball. Good level swing. Just missed it. Full count. One out in the inning. Dark gray team leads 1-0. Good pitch. Good foul.
Foul back.
It's a battle. This will be the third 3-2 pitch.
Yeah, making him work.
Wesley's going. He's not going down without a fight. Fouled off again. He's battling. Trisha, that's got to be a Wes Curtis. My old neighbor. I thought so. Wes is battling. Tice keeps throwing strikes. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a low heat. Good at bat, though, by Wesley Brown. Tice Dilworth. Trying to help his situation here and get an extra run. Swing and a miss.
Two outs, runner at third. They're leading by one. Is that, do I have that right? This
by
is
one.
Team that's winning?
Yes, sir.
Boy, Spence, the Nats are terrible, ain't they?
Yeah.
You ain't got one on you.
I showered. I'm sitting between two stink bombs.
Sweat hogs.
Thanks, Pete.
Who was a kid? I always had the blanket at you.
Yeah, Big Ben.
Big Ben.
Two Big Bens.
Two Big Ben.
Charlie Burt. Brown between two Big Ben.
Two Big Bens and Burt Reynolds.
Two balls and a strike. Tice bringing it in a little high there. Tried to aim that one.
None of these kids listen. I have no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah.
No.
Of course not.
Come on, Johnny. Let's go. Here's the pitch. A little high again. Ball four. Tice is on.
Corners.
And I would just about bet you a dollar he takes off on the first pitch.
Yep.
Here's Big Johnny Ben.
Big Johnny Ben.
Okay. God, I love this kid.
He looks like he's ready to rip one. There he goes.
Strolls down there.
Looks he's tired.
Every time these boys sit on the front porch or out in the yard playing, I'll drive by in the cart.
Oh, Bubba. Hi, girl.
I love it.
Little low.
Nice stop by the catcher. Not that it mattered, I guess.
It was a nice stop. I agree with you, though.
Yep.
Come on, Big Johnny. Base hit here, kid.
Didn't like that one. Stayed off of it. Got to get yours.
2-1 on the scoreboard. He wants to swing.
Here's the pitch. Little inside.
I'd like to see these kids back up a little bit.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know. Where's he at? Come here.
Three balls and a strike. Hitter's pitch. John's ready.
Johnny's up.
Here's the pitch.
Swing foul ball. Just about called it.
You did call that, didn't you, Bubba?
I say these kids away back. That ball just went by him by an inch.
Made him dance.
Full count on John Benn. John trying to get a big hit here, maybe drive in a couple runs.
Oh,
ground ball, second base. Oh, first base hit the bag, jumped up. Foul ball.
Bag's in play.
Foul ball. They got the extra bag, though. The extra bag's in foul.
Yep.
Close. Close to being a two RBIs for the big man.
Anything else from up there?
I couldn't even see it. Still can't, but I know it's there.
Hit that orange bag.
Yep. I can sort of see it now.
All right, Johnny.
There's enough dust that I couldn't see it, but he's really ready.
Ready to battle again. 3-2. Here's a pitch for Mason. Ground ball fouled again. Hanging tough. Good at bat for John Benn.
Do you remember which Mullenkamp they said this is? I think it's Drew and Cole's.
Yes, that's their brother.
Brother, but I don't
remember what it is.
Can't remember his
name. Name was either.
He's doing a pretty good job.
Doing a great job behind the plate.
A real good umpire.
Big John ground ball shot into right field, a base hit. That's going to go to the fence. That's a couple RBIs for John. He's rounding second, heading for third.
Tice flying in.
Big two RBIs. Heard Big John Benn on a stand-up triple.
Nice job,
big hit. Big hit for you. Neighbor boy, hot.
Yeah,
girl
nailed that one.
He's pumped right now.
Yep.
He's got good wheels.
That's about eight, nine pitches.
Makes the score 3-0. Dark gray team. Bottom of second. Only going four tonight. Mr. Tobin's your hitter. Xavier trying to get one more run in.
Good looking kid here, too. Yep. Left-handed hitter.
Lefty doesn't like the looks of that. John. Ben, daring him a little bit to throw.
Ben's trying to get him to make a play so he can go in.
Ball out. Two balls, no strikes. Two outs in the inning. Bottom of two. Dark gray leading it. 3-0. Shot foul down the third base line.
Yep, a little late on the swing. Puts it foul.
See, where's the kid in the dugout there? Or on deck?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they get to practice their dance moves.
Yeah, that's right.
Get their dance moves. Also got a helmet on. Mason Greasy fires a little high. Ground ball.
Went down and got it.
Shortstop. Makes the play. Throws over. Not in
time. That kid's fast.
RBI. Yep. He is fast.
He's down there in a hurry.
He's flying down there. Xavier Tobin gets an RBI single. I seen that.
Will Eichenauer here? Is that right?
I believe it is.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Will Eichenauer.
See his face. I know who he is. Yep.
Here's the pitch. A little high.
Come on, Will. Come on, Will. You got this.
Xavier Tobin at first.
Hit it. Come on.
Looking for an opportunity to steal second.
Handcuffed him.
Yep. Swing and a miss.
Reds lost again today.
Ball on a strike.
Imagine that.
Yeah. They've lost like the Dodgers swept them 2 years in a row now.
Like a 2 year sweep.
Reds haven't beat the Dodgers since 2020.
That's not good. One ball, two strikes.
Come on, Willie. Come on, kid. Base hit here, kid.
Pitch in. Gets by. Xavier coasting down the second.
Yep, in there easily.
Four to nothing, your score.
4-0. Will Eichenauer trying to make it 5 with a base hit here.
Oh, he did it.
Ground ball down to the third baseline. Line. That's fair. That's going to score a run. Will in with a stand-up double RBI double.
Tobin scores.
Tobin scores on that.
Nice
Brings
shot.
Lucas Winter to the plate.
Yeah. Will with a nice shot down the third baseline.
Good hit.
Yep.
Come on, Lucas. Get a hit.
Lucas trying to trade places with Will. Get another run in.
You got it, Lucas.
Lucas is Dan and Carla's boy. That gets by the catcher.
Will goes
coasts into third base.
Third.
Come on, Lucas.
I'm behind here.
Base hit. Scores a run. Base hit. Scores a run.
We got a little cheers going on.
Chance going. I like it. I think last year, was that last year or 2 years ago, there, the dugout here just never stopped hollering.
Yeah.
Hollered the whole time. So loved it. I loved it, man.
And then we had the PA system was right above us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Couldn't hear nothing.
Yep. Strike three. And
got him. Strike three. Lucas strikes out.
But they scored four.
But four runs in the inning. After two complete. Dark gray team, five. Black team, zero.
Summer grilling season is here, and Main Street Market has everything you need. They have nicely trimmed steaks ready to go, and their prices are the lowest around. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound. T-bones, New York strips, and bone-in ribeyes are $7.99 a pound. Their ground chuck is $4.29 a pound, bulk or patties. And Eckrich hot dogs are two for $3. 18-ounce packages of Swaggerty brats are $3.99. And chicken leg quarters are 99 cents a pound in a 10-pound bag. While you're there getting your grilling supplies, be sure to grab everything that goes with your cookout. Fresh vegetables, potato salad, macaroni salad, chips and dips, and how about a veggie or meat and cheese tray, and be sure to check out their large selection of wine and beer. Get everything for your summer grilling season at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Does your piano sound like this? Let Bailey's Piano Services get your piano back in tune and sounding great again. Bailey's will tune and regulate your piano as needed, or we can set up appointments annually or twice annually to keep your piano in tune. Message us on our Facebook page, Bailey's Piano Services, or call us at 260-251-5151. Great professional service and reasonable prices. Let your talent shine through with a perfectly tuned piano, thanks to Bailey's Piano Services. Call us now at 260-251-5151.
All right, we're back here, top of the third inning. 5-0 your score. Wait a minute, the home team. It's got to be, yeah, top of three.
Top of three.
Yep. That's right. Looks like remember when we played
Andrew?
How when the our batter's box was dug out about 6 inches
oh,
deep?
Oh, yeah.
Of course, then, back then, there was 54 games on that diamond a day.
Yeah, played all the time.
Did one diamond, and that's where everybody played. You started it.
Oh, yeah, tons of players,
yep.
too.
Yeah. Now these things are just beautiful. And you said you took a drive down to the new...
I did.
And
went
impressive.
Down and looked at it. Wow, is it impressive. That's going to be fun next year.
Yeah, I haven't been down there for a couple of weeks, but looked pretty good then, too.
Yes, sir. I went up. Went in and checked out the press box. We got a nice press box.
Do we?
For you boys. Yep. We looking good. Yeah, hopefully we do that upright next spring.
Yep, yep.
First game.
Yep, we should be in pretty good shape there.
Yep. Looks like Andrew Guggenmiller going to lead off.
That's my buddy Andrew.
A little high. Calls it a strike, though.
Yep. Hey, if you can put the bat on it, it's
you
a strike.
You get to it, you got to hit it.
Big Johnny's got the pitch in here. Come on, big fella. Whoa,
look at
him. Ooh, skied that one.
Let go one there. Remember when Cody played, it was fourth, fifth, and sixth. They played together.
Yeah.
So then in fourth graders, like Cody faced Clint Toby. Clint Toby threw 100 mile an hour.
Did he really?
When he was a sixth grader.
Yeah.
It was like everybody was just knee knocking, scared to death. He struck out everybody.
Clint Toby was a good athlete.
He was a good athlete.
When we played, Kennington could throw it about 600
miles an hour.
He had no idea where it was going either. So, Anytime you got an batter's box with Kenny,
good luck.
Oh, boy.
It's like, oh, yeah. This is bad.
Mark O'Brien was the same way. He could throw it 100 mile an hour, too.
Kenny loved, he loved hitting people. He just thought that was just
like
so
pain.
Yeah. Three balls, two strikes.
Like to see people cry.
Yeah.
Hey, here's a guy. He said something to me. He forgot to wave the other day. I'm going to plunk him.
Swing and a miss. That is right.
Swing and a miss is an out, first out.
First
sorry,
out.
We
were reminiscing there a little bit.
Yep.
Who's this kid right here?
Mason Greasy.
This is Mason Greasy.
Yep. Good looking kid.
He is.
Yes, he is.
Rich and Julie.
These kids are what grade are these guys in? Third and fourth graders?
Nine, tenths. We're figuring, yeah.
Yeah, probably yeah. So they're going into fourth and fifth.
Fourth okay. and fifth, probably. Right.
And he looks like he's going into about the seventh or eighth.
That's what's that. He's big
so
boy.
How's it set up now? So what's fifth and sixth graders or where?
As far as the baseball?
You lost a dollar? Look.
He found it.
He only lost it for a little bit. 4 feet from it. 4 feet, bro.
I don't know where it went.
I just thought of looking down.
He probably walked all the way up there.
Yeah.
Come all the way back.
Lost it. No.
Right. Ooh, big swing.
Steer right.
Benny throws hard.
He does throw hard. Yeah. Big John.
You know, you don't see many Bens playing Little League.
No.
Wasn't they?
No, actually, Doug's boy does.
Does he really?
Yeah,
good.
Doug Jr. or whatever. Yeah. Pretty good player.
That's strike three. Two outs.
Oh, yeah, he does. Douglas. That's
Douglas.
Right.
Yeah.
He played last year.
He played last year. He's playing with Caden this year, I think, in Pony League.
Pony Leaguers, they're like 15-3 and
yeah,
still
they're playing well. I seen our.
Oh, good hit.
Just Timmerman?
Just
foul. Is that where
am I looking at the right one? Timmerman?
No, it's Fortcan.
Nope. Oh, okay.
Caitlin Fortcan, I believe, is the hitter. I think our Acme team has only lost one, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been playing pretty well.
Playing pretty good.
Only played four games.
Yeah, he played very much. But.
Tournament's coming up, though.
Yeah.
Ross Holman coaching them.
Yeah. Get them young guys. That's perfect.
And then I seen the Indians basketball went to Finley
yeah.
camp. Got won the
trophy
that.
Yep,
won that baby.
There were several guys that I thought might be there that weren't vacation or something else going on or not playing or do you know?
Good pitch.
Injured.
They're out of gum.
Strike two.
So you got airheads. $2 more. You got anything else?
No.
That's it.
They went out of gum.
They did, so we got airheads.
Yep. Airheads are
you
good.
You some airheads?
I already had.
You did?
Swing and a miss.
Swing and a miss. Got him to end the inning.
3K burgers.
Johnny came in there and was dealing.
Yep.
Three up, three down after 2.5, 5-0, dark gray team.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound custom formulations by combining ingredients based on an individualized prescription for the patient. We can compound oral liquids, capsules, troches, and topical creams for allergy-friendly options for warts, wounds, hormone replacements. And we're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call 800-686-2314 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
The 10th Annual Fort Recovery Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament is coming up on July 22nd and 23rd at Fort Site Park. The tournament is open to all former Fort Recovery graduates, spouses, fiancés, and Fort Recovery School District residents. Your team should consist of former classmates graduating in the same year, or as needed, you can combine classes to form a team, and each team needs to have a minimum of 5 ladies and 5 guys per team. Be sure to reserve your team's spot in the alumni tournament before Monday, July 18th by contacting Cole Wendell at 419-852-7141. The entry fee is $125 per team. Watch their Facebook page, 2022 Fort Recovery Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament, for updates and game schedules. Food and refreshments will be available at the tournament, so grab the whole family and head down to Fort Site Park for a weekend full of fun and socializing with old and new friends. The 2022 Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament, coming up on July 22nd and 23rd. Be sure to sign your team up before July 18th. Get down there. It's always a lot of fun visiting with friends you haven't seen for a while.
That's the longest commercial break.
We're back.
Yeah, and they're still not ready.
And they're still messing around.
They go.
I know.
I don't know. Go ask. Get a Gatorade if they got a Gatorade.
There you go. Can't go wrong, Gatorade. I'm not sure. I think we want to change pitchers.
Yeah, and I've checked.
Not sure.
It's that greasy kid, eh?
Yeah, then he's the one that started.
So. No, he's second base.
Yep.
Is this the bottom of third?
Yes.
Bottom of three.
Bottom of three.
Playing four tonight. We got Mitchell Geyer's going to lead off. Mitchell took one in the
Come
back.
Come on, Mitch. Mitch took a header.
Hit him in the back on the first pitch. Yeah.
Come on, Mitch.
But he got on, and I think he scored a run.
Yeah, maybe they'll holler the guy's name. Come on, pitcher Jimmy or Timmy or whatever name
sure
might be.
Who it is.
Nope.
Well, might be Kobe Timmerman.
Yeah, might be.
He was a tall boy.
Yep.
A little outside. Ball one.
What are you going to do down there?
We're going to just
like,
throw balls and stuff.
Is that
Diamond 2?
Yeah.
All right.
Mitchell Geyer's your hitter. Takes strike one. Evens count, 1-1.
Hi, Bubba.
Hi, buddy. How are you?
Bubba, you know any of these kids?
Just a few of them.
Pretty much everyone.
200. College, Jack, too.
You know, if you wouldn't buy them all candy, they wouldn't remember who you are.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Didn't last.
Sammy Davis. Sammy Davis over here. Candy man.
Good pitch.
Got it inside corner. Fooled Mitchell on that one.
Yep, Mitch was ready to hit it.
Not sure what to do with that one. One away, top of the lineup. Wesley Brown. Wesley had a great at bat last time.
Yes, he did.
4-3-2 pitches. And then he got him on an inside corner. Strike one.
This little kid's come in throwing strikes. Doing a nice job.
Yep. Love it. Might be Cowan.
Aaron. Aaron what?
Brunswick.
Aaron Brunswick?
Yeah, I lost the black team.
Huh?
You lost
come
the
here,
black
talk
team?
To you. Put these on whatever you need. All right, so you were in the, he was in the tournament. They lost.
Yep. He's my neighbor.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, live right across the street.
Dang right he does. This kid, Bobby, is out playing ball every day. Basketball, baseball, football, he throws the ball constantly.
Is that right?
Yep, always. He's going to be a stud.
So how'd your little league season go?
Well, we lost to Black in the tournament. 8-2.
Three balls and a strike.
Because our pitchers. And I... catched a lot. And
did you catch a lot?
Yeah. In the tournament, I played third baseman 8 times in the inning. On Tuesday, I played all game on third baseman.
Yeah.
And then on Wednesday, I played 3 and then catcher.
Popped up in the middle. Shortstop calls it. Ew! It jumped out of his glove.
Can you hit?
What?
Can you hit?
Yeah.
Pretty good hitter.
Pitcher.
What?
Ends up with it?
No.
Like baseball.
One out, runner at first.
Ty Stillworth's your hitter.
What?
Like basketball, too?
Yeah.
We
lost the win again. I played basketball. I played basketball at school. So, in the middle of the school year, I played basketball. And we went to the championship and lost by one.
Ooh, good game.
Say your name and your mom and dad.
Oh, my name's Aaron Brunswick. My mom and dad's name, well, it's Kay Brockman. Well, now it's Brunswick.
Yep.
My dad's name's Joe Brunswick.
Awesome.
Perfect. Well,
you keep working at it, okay?
Yep. I'll keep watching you.
Thanks, Aaron.
Strike one, the Tice. Dilworth.
Pretty good kid.
Yeah. Great kid. He does play all the time.
He's always outside.
I've never seen him. Dad throws with him all the time.
Yeah, he He's not an iPad kid, is he?
No. Hey, Natalie. Okay. Well, we got a guy playing right center, and he backed up the play at third.
Yes.
He ran all the way over there and backed the play up.
Yep.
Oh, that is awesome.
I didn't see where he came from, but I'm thinking
right center. He ran all the way across.
He was backing up
and
let his son run back over there. That's awesome.
That's pretty good hustle there.
Well, let's see. They've got a right fielder and a right center fielder. The right-handed batter.
Ball. Ball four.
That's
dice is on.
Flies down to first base.
Yep. John Benn, your hitter. He's been the star of the night.
Yeah, he had a big hit last time.
He had a huge hit last time. I drove in two runs.
I think he had 14 pitch at bat. Was he the one? Or was
yep.
that somebody else?
He battled. A little inside. Might have got him a little bit.
Yep.
Johnny says, got me.
Got me. Right there on the elbow. Give me my base.
One thing that is really took off for Fort Recovery is the people taking over the Little League program.
Yes.
And yeah. What's the name of that group?
Friso.
Friso. Friso's yep. done a wonderful job.
They have done a
youth sports
job.
Organization, yeah.
Yeah, and if you look at every diamond we got out here, folks, and their sponsors are wide open, and they get a lot of sponsors, and like we got LCS, Hall Brothers, and Miracle Lanes, Cheeseman, Fort Camps, Ted Homan, Groovy, J&M, FR Radio, Community Club, Park National Bank, Cooper Farms, Fors Welding, Peel, K&L, First National Bank.
First National, Wendell's Barbecue.
And then I can't see the one behind them, but I think it's Buckeye Design. Is that right?
Probably.
Could be.
And these people all make this stuff work.
That's how it works, yeah.
Yeah, we got a lot of sponsors for Friso, and they do a great job and take a lot of pride in it. And final night of the year here, folks.
Yeah.
The kids get July off, and then it's preparing, and fall sports start August 1st. And
Swing and a miss.
Xavier, as I said?
Xavier
Tobin.
Yep. Xavier had an RBI double his last time up. Hit the ball hard. Runners at second and third. Swing and a miss. Got him. Two away. Well, Eichen and I are coming up. Will had a big hit last time up.
Will looks like a ball player.
He does.
Standing
good
in there.
Good looking athlete.
Ready to go.
Swing and a miss. Foul ball. I think Kalen Fortkamp could be the pitcher.
I think that's probably correct.
He sure looks like him. Will, you got this.
Need a drink? Yep.
Ball a little out.
Low and outside.
Ball one strike.
Two outs.
What are you thinking?
Team that's batting leading 5-0, bottom of the third.
5-0. Well, we're only going four.
Take one more inning here.
Ball high.
Yeah. What's Lane doing? Down there playing ball? Tired? Yeah, a long night last night, didn't
it? 5-0?
It is
5-0. 5-0.
Johnny just had a big hit.
Was it over the fence?
No, it wasn't over the fence, but it went to the fence.
Steve Reich. Evens the count. Two balls, two strikes, 2 outs. Deuces. Wild.
Oh, yeah.
Brunswick.
No Pudge. Strike three. Got him on the outside corner to end the inning. No runs. Two guys left on base.
We need
after
5 to get even.
3.5. Or after 4 complete, it's 5-0. Dark gray.
Fors Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Fors, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Fors Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Fors Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
This is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
In the last 3 hours?
We've been on the air for 3 hours. So that's it's only gone down one little bar. So I think that's our answer to away games on football or baseball.
Baseball.
Yep. Sorry, we were chit-chatting about my little power box
source.
I have here.
Power source. Yeah. Looking good.
All right, so I'm joined here by Will Konamke. And, Will, you had a game tonight, right? And let's talk a little bit about how your game went. So
wait a minute.
He ain't letting go of his Gatorade, buddy.
So did you play tonight? Now your mouth. Talk to us here. You're on the radio.
Nope.
So how'd you do?
I didn't see who's batting here.
Albers.
Albers. That's good.
Sawyer. Albers?
All right. Sawyer.
Well, they're needing 5 to tie, 6 to take the lead.
So let me ask you a question. Yep. Did you forget your glove for the
game?
No
balls,
today?
2 strikes.
No, you didn't.
To the leadoff man.
So if you come to a game, how can you not bring a baseball glove?
Bowled off the. Ooh, umpire took one.
I think the catcher and umpire got
both there.
It had been a tough game for the Mr. Mullenkamp. He fell down there.
I got killed on that play to play.
Yep.
So you forgot your glove, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and what's Lane doing down Diamond 2? They got a big game going down there.
Yeah.
How come you ain't playing?
Because
Bo's mad at me. Okay. All right. Ooh, good cut.
Foul back.
Swing of out.
Was a good cut. He's fighting them off.
Put your lid back on there.
No balls, 2 strikes.
Johnny Ben struck out the side last inning.
He did. He's going after Mr. Albers. He got him.
Couldn't hold back the high
cheese. Oh, he liked that high cheese. One away.
Yep.
Black team down to their last 2 outs. Boston Bird, your hitter.
Boston Bird. Come on, Boston.
Boston the base hit last time out. Double, I believe.
He's got nice baseball shoes on, too.
He does. Yep. Got a good-looking bat, ready to go. Johnny's working hard out there.
He is.
Face 4 hitters, got them all.
So down at the T-ball, because of the heat, they only play 2 innings. Everybody bats twice.
Yep.
Because they don't want them out there very long. Good call.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Tonight you're going to play, I think, the whole night.
Tonight ain't too bad.
Yeah.
Strike foul.
But you don't want to wear the little fellers out too bad.
No, so, you don't.
Or if they hate it, you don't
that's
want them to,
you'd
to
have me.
Get mad.
Johnny's done a nice job through strikes.
Yep,
catcher's
he has
done a good
done a
job.
Great job. Swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes on Boston.
After the game, we're going to get some members of each team. We'll interview them like we did in the minor league.
Yep, absolutely.
Yep. It's always fun to talk to little guys, get their opinions. Some of them shy, some of them not so much.
Not so much.
As we heard the first game.
Swing and a miss. Johnny sets him down.
Well.
Let's go, Blaine.
Down to the last out.
Braden Greasy, your hitter.
Need a rally.
They need a big hit here.
We do get them
going.
Rally.
They need to get him going.
Johnny Ben.
Come on, John.
Johnny bounces that one in. Ball one.
Watch it. It's classic.
He's been watching a lot of baseball. Watch.
See if he does it again.
Ball, no strikes.
Classic.
Called strike.
Evens are up. One ball, one strike, two outs. Top of four. We're only going four unless this they come up with five runs.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, made a dance.
Oh. Got a runner. They got a runner.
Bounced it off us.
Colt Timmerman now, your hitter.
Never say never, boys.
Couple hits, you never know.
We got hot dogs.
Good one, too. He's fast. Somebody said, good one. Pretty good.
Oh, pretty high. Hits the backstop. Runner heads on down to second. So the hit batsman moves to second.
Yep. Big John winds and pitches. A little high.
Yeah, me too.
Yep.
Johnny lost a little bit. Got to throw strikes here.
Two balls, no strike. Here's a pitch, a little high again. Runner's heading on down.
Is that Boston?
Nope.
Nope.
That is Braden Greasy.
Oh, okay.
Where?
At third base.
We're about done.
Three balls,
Kobe
no strikes.
Timmerman on deck. The leadoff hitter ready to go.
Yeah, they want to get pretty far down the lineup, so.
Took a little off of it. Calls a strike.
Going on vacation this summer? You're going to Vegas.
Going
up.
To Vegas here.
When you leave?
July 6th or 17th, I think, on Sunday. A little high. Ball four.
Puts them on the corners.
Boy, I went down to Jubilee last weekend. Great job by the committee. I thought it was a wonderful Jubilee.
They did a great job again.
And I would guess.
Great crowds.
I thought the parade was the best parade we've had since the Sesquicentennial or whatever that thing was.
Really?
Yep.
It was.
And the highlight, I think, was started 10 minutes early that I wasn't thinking that it was going to. Was the classic cars,
Classic
the motor,
cars
the muscle cars. Yeah, they. They started at 10 till. I didn't realize they were starting early. I got to see them all, but
yeah.
A lot of people missed them. But the rest of it was really good.
You posted that they was going to do that? You just forgot, you mean?
You're the only one that knew it then, because nobody...
No, you reposted Mike Tinn's thing.
But I didn't remember hearing they were going to start 10 minutes early.
It's in that... It was in the fire.
Is it?
Yeah. So they don't overheat, I heard. Is that right?
They have them go first, yeah. I had them go first because they could go 15 miles an hour and not, that stop and start with the bands and the Shriners and all that. Just any time we ever tried to do that, there's always had to pull some over and get in people's way and just didn't work.
Good pitch.
Whatever Coach said to Mr. Ben is well good because he's come out and threw two strikes.
Threw two heaters and said, I'm throwing one more and I'm getting out of here.
Talking parade, I thought it was, I thought a lot of towns were brought their fire department.
Got yep,
it was really
yep,
good.
Yep.
Candy out the wazoo.
Love candy.
Down and low.
Bounced her in there a little bit.
Great team. And they'll have trophy presentation after the game.
Yep.
Both trophies for both teams.
Ball high.
That one's high and inside. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Yeah.
Watch it. Still talking?
Yeah. See if he does it again. He did last time, too.
No, he didn't. They knew that time. Got him. Ball game.
Nut. Is that, I believe.
Bumpers. Little chest bumpers there.
Yep.
Good.
That's awesome.
Nice job, Blue. Nice job, Blue.
Good job, buddy.
That's good.
Good strike, though.
You can hit it.
Make them play.
Yep.
Teams are shaking hands now. We're going to come
shaking
back.
Shaking hands.
Gonna...
5-0. Dark gray team wins it.
Back.
We'll right be back here in a little bit.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Now you can mow like the pros with a Simplicity zero-turn mower. These mowers have all the features professionals demand. Durability, heavy-duty construction, and of course, a perfect cut. Simplicity zero-turn mowers with their exclusive suspension system let you mow more lawn in less time, and you'll have fun doing it, because these mowers are unlike any you've ever used. So stop by K&L Tractor and discover the secret to a professionally manicured lawn. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
Wow. The fourth annual Win on the Wabash will be held on August 26th and 27th in Fort Recovery. This ages 18-plus event offers something for everyone, including music, food and drinks, exhibitors, vendors, games, and, of course, many ways to win. Our lineup of raffles includes the Saturday Super Raffle, Friday Night Toe-and-Go Raffle, pre-event 50-50, Friday Night and Saturday 50-50s, attendance drawings, and many other side raffles the days of the event. In total, nearly $1 million worth of prizes will be given away throughout the weekend. Other entertainment includes headlining musical artists Caitlin Schmidt, Salt Creek, Jake Worthington, and Drew Parker. Weekend entry wristbands can be purchased at the gate for only $10. Check out all the details at wowraffle.com, and we'll see you August 26th and 27th in Fort Recovery.
The National Night Out, sponsored by the Fort Recovery Police Department, will be held on Sunday evening, July 17th at Ambassador Pool and Community Park from 5 to 8 p.m. This is a free event for all Fort Recovery area families, and children under 12 will need to be accompanied by an adult. There will be free food and drinks and free swimming. One of our police cruisers will be there, along with a Southwest Mercer fire truck and the Squad 3 ambulance. Come on up to Ambassador Pool and be part of the National Night Out, Sunday, July 17th, from 5 to 8 p.m., sponsored by the Fort Recovery Police Department.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. Or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
All right, we're back at Ambassador Park. And, Harold, we had a couple great games today.
We did.
Always enjoyed doing the Little Leaguers.
Yep, great finish for the league this year.
It was, and a perfect night. And the first game was won by the light gray team, 14-13.
Barn burner.
Barn burner in this game. Looked like the, the light gray team comes out on top. 5-0. And
had some great pitching from the Dilworth boy and Ben boy. They came in and did a great job, and they hit the ball pretty good.
Yeah, good defense.
Great team was good and played good D. Black team just couldn't get – they got runners at second and third a couple times and couldn't get anybody in, and that's what happens in baseball.
It is, and it's amazing when you watch, like sitting here today, and we don't get down here to watch much of this, how the improvement level from the – how much they grow.
Yeah.
And how much better they are from when they're in the second, third graders to now the fourth and fifth grade.
It's a big step. A big step up. And it's a big step for the kids when they have to pitch, too, to their own. You know, that's a lot of pressure. That's a lot of pressure. It's hard to do, hard to throw strikes. But, boy, all four kids that pitched tonight did a nice job.
They did. And now if you look at the parents and grandparents out there snapping pictures.
Getting the pictures out.
Kids getting the trophies.
There's 300 people taking pictures. That's awesome. Yeah. That is awesome.
Yeah, I love it.
And what's neat about it is you come over here, and, you know, the bleachers behind, there's a few people there, but everybody's sitting there in lawn chairs.
Oh, yeah, down the line.
Yeah, yep. It's just a
little more shade down the line, but yeah. Yep.
And, yeah, that sounds good. We got some kids we're going to interview here from the winning team. We're going to get some from the team that come the runner-up. So we're going to interview some kids
now. Interview them all once.
Here comes some. All right, here we go. Right over here, guys.
You going to be first?
You number one?
Who wants to go first?
Can I go last?
All right.
It's not that bad.
All right, and we're joined here by part of the team that won tonight. Mr. What's your name?
John Ben.
And your mom and dad?
April and John Ben.
April and John Ben, what'd you think tonight? That was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You had a good game, too.
Big hit. You had a big hit there. Drove in two runs with two outs.
Yep.
That's called being a stud. That's coming up big. That's big. Getting a big hit.
How about
you did a nice job pitching, too.
Thanks.
Was you nervous?
A little bit.
Was you a little nervous? That's good.
Gotta get used to that. That's what it happens when you get in big games. You get a lot of people watching in the big championships. It's a lot of fun. A lot of fun. That's what you want to do. Always want to be in the big game.
Did you have a lot of fun in baseball this year?
Yeah.
You got to keep working at it, right?
Yep.
Good job, buddy.
Good job.
Thanks.
All right.
Nice
Who's
job,
up next?
John.
We got some more kids here. We got kids wide open talk. We got to interview some.
They're ready to talk.
Who's next? Oh, we got them lined up. All right. All right. What's your name?
Tice.
Mom and Dad?
Nick and Tracy Dilworth.
Congratulations on your win tonight.
Thanks.
How'd you do? You have any hits?
Okay. No.
No? Did you pitch? What'd you do? What position do you play?
I pitched and played first.
Good. Did a great job. First two innings. Shutting them down. You and John both did a great job pitching tonight.
Thanks.
You got a girlfriend?
No.
Whoa! Does he? Yeah, what?
Pretty big smile there.
Huh? What's going on here? I don't know.
Pretty big smile.
Hey, congratulations on your win. Keep working at it, okay?
Good job.
Thanks.
Good job,
Good job, buddy. All right. Who we got next? Hand her over to somebody else. All right, what's your name?
Lucas Winter.
Lucas Winter. And mom and dad are?
Dan and Carl Winter.
Yeah, and nice trophy you got there, buddy.
That's Thanks.
A very nice one.
How'd you do tonight?
Okay.
Did you have fun?
Yeah.
Yeah, you like playing baseball?
Yeah.
You got a girlfriend?
No.
Huh?
Nope.
Huh?
Huh? You got a girl? Huh? How do you know? Because you got four of them? What do you think, does he? So what grade are you in?
Third.
You're going to be in third grade?
No, going fourth.
Going into
fourth.
Going
to be in fourth grade.
All right.
Fired up for school. You enjoying your summer?
Enjoying the summer.
Sorry. That's fun.
That's good. Good. Well, you did a good job tonight, buddy.
Yep. Thanks. Keep practicing.
All right.
Got to keep practicing. Good job, buddy.
Good job. Next up. All right. Who we got?
I'm Callum Fortcamp.
And your mom and dad?
Matt and Carmen Fortcamp.
Yep. So you fell a little short today, but you guys had a good season, didn't you?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Yeah? Where's they got some kids out with some vacation?
Yeah.
That hurts too, don't it?
Yeah.
Missed a few guys, yeah.
Yeah.
So you like playing baseball?
Yeah.
Do you? You got a girlfriend, four of them?
No.
Three? Two girlfriends? One
Zero.
Girlfriend? Huh?
Zero.
What grade you in?
Going into fourth.
Going into fourth grade. What's your favorite subject in school?
Math.
Math?
9 plus 9.
18.
Times 3.
That was a tough one. That's a tough one, man.
18 times 3. Well, we got you, didn't we?
Yeah.
Well, you had a good game, buddy.
Good job. You did a nice job pitching.
Thanks.
Good job, buddy.
Good job.
Keep practicing.
So
make you good.
Nice trophy, boys. Looks good.
Good trophies.
Thanks.
All right, so... Name?
Mason.
Mason. Last name?
Greasy.
And mom and dad?
Rich and Jolie Greasy.
And how much do you like baseball?
A lot.
You love it? You probably watch, a lot of softball, too, don't you?
No.
No? Not
nope.
No? You never go to any softball games, either?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
No? How about, what's your favorite position to play?
Probably pitcher or first base.
You like hitting, too?
Yeah.
Did you get a lot of hits this year?
Yeah.
Did you? So what other sports do you play?
Soccer, sometimes basketball.
Yeah?
Boy, you're a big, tall kid. Keep working at it, okay?
Okay.
What's your favorite subjects in school?
Math?
Math's good.
How about history? Like history? No? You're out on history?
Science?
Science. Ooh. You ever dissect a frog?
No.
Not
you ever,
yet.
You ever kiss
Not
a girl?
Yet.
No.
You have a girlfriend?
No.
Huh?
No.
Say it without smiling. Why is Johnny smiling back there?
Johnny's laughing wide open back here.
No girlfriends?
Nope.
Well, you're going to be a good baseball player. Keep it up.
You did a great job, buddy. Keep it up. Keep
nice
working
job.
Hard.
Oh, you got one other thing to say. All right, well, get right in here.
Get in here, Johnny.
All right. What do you got to say, big fella?
I just want to say hi to my grandpa, Greg.
Grandpa?
Yeah,
yeah,
he's in the nursing home.
Yeah. Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Is he listening? Let's hope so.
I bet he is.
Well, this will be in the archive, so you're going to be able to say, listen to it, say, come on, Grandpa, let's listen to the game.
Yeah.
Yep, right? That's pretty awesome.
Well, that's nice of you to come back and say that. You're a class kid, okay?
Good job, Johnny.
Thanks.
See Keep working hard, man. See ya.
You on or not? Where's your teeth at? You lost them?
You lost them.
Well, that was a lot of fun.
A lot of fun. Yeah. Doggone it. It always is.
Yep.
Talking to the kids. Kids are, looks like the program's going to be good.
Yeah.
We got a lot of nice looking players out there.
We do. Working hard. A lot of people outside walking the big P path. And
yep.
Might do that tonight myself.
I think it's a good call.
Yep. That's right. Well, once again, Spencer, we got a lot of great sponsors, and you'd read them off earlier that make this thing possible.
Absolutely.
We enjoy every year bringing. We take a little break, and then we do the Little League tournament games, and we'll be back on the air in August, right?
Yep.
August.
Bub and Phil will be back on her in middle of August, probably.
Fall sports
time.
Will be.
Be here before we know it.
Yeah,
about 7-8 weeks, probably.
Yep.
Exactly
be here before we know.
Yep.
Well, for my good friend, Mr. Harold Feeling.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Spencer doing the boards tonight. My name is Bob Stogler. Thanks for listening. And this, again, will be in the archives. Make sure you listen. A lot of neat stuff happening.
Absolutely. See you guys.
Listening to Fort Recovery Indians baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.